Campofrancia and Val Bruta. The locality of Campofrancia, or more simply Francia, as it appears in the official cartography, is located at the confluence of the Cherchen and Comer streams, which flow here to form the Lanterna stream, in turn the largest tributary of the better known Mallaro stream. The Campofrancia basin is dominated to the northeast by the Sassomoro, 3,108 meters, and to the northwest by the Monte delle Forbici, 2,910 meters, and it is certainly one of the most popular and pleasant places in the Val Lanterna. The term Campo was added to the toponym Francia, which probably derives from the local term Fratta, meaning embankment, indicating a location near a stream, due to a transcription error in the construction project of barracks of the finance police. There, in fact, were to be built in Campomoro, but just before the final approvals, the project changed and it was decided to erect the barracks in Francia, where they were active until 1960. In the official documents, only the term Moro was cancelled and the toponym Francia was added to Campo. The Campofrancia basin owes its origin to the erosive action of the two glacier tongues, which during the last glacial maximum, 20,000 years ago, descended from the Cherchen basin to the west and from the Filaria Scalino basin to the east. The prevalent rock that forms the sides of the basin is serpentinite, a rock derived from the transformation, in geologists' language metamorphism, of peridotitic rocks from the Earth's mantle. They were evolved into alpine orogenetic events and deeply modified, then brought up to the surface, tightly implicated with the other rocks of the new alpine chain. Its original color, dark green, in fact we speak of green rocks, is often replaced at the surface by a brown-red hue due to the alteration of the ferrous minerals it contains. The smoothing and incision by glaciers and streams have created a unique and evocative landscape, characterized by roches moutonnées and deep gorges. In the past, the village of Francia based its economy above all on pastoralism and on the extraction of serpentinite, soapstone, talc and asbestos. In the past, it was the women of Francia who came down from the open quarries in the Cherchen Valley to the village, carrying heavy loads of minerals on their shoulders. In Francia and along the Val Brutta, i.e. the stretch of the valley closest to Francia, where the Lanterna stream flows, numerous mills ground the local soapstone, pietra ollare in Italian, a rock particularly soft and easy to be carved, used for the production of the famous Italian lavech, the traditional stone containers, one of the most characteristic products of Valmalenco. Since ancient times, in fact, these stones have been used to manufacture pots, called precisely olle, from where the Italian adjective ollare derived. Today, no traces are left of the ancient mills, but numerous quarries from which asbestos was mined, as well as serpentinite and talc, remain along the Val Brutta, testifying to the ancient mining activity. Towards the end of the 19th century, the asbestos of Francia also attracted English entrepreneurs and French engineers who concentrated their attention and their business here. The mining activity continued also for a good part of the 20th century, as demonstrated by the Ecco Museum of the Bagnada, set up near Campofrancia, in correspondence with the talcum deposits of Bagnada, discovered in the late 1920s by the anonymous cave company of asbestos, later called Mineraria Valtellinese, and exploited until 1987. The Bagnada quarry can now be visited by appointment and represents, with its very wide rocky walls, an evocative place of great charm and interest. It is spread over 9 levels, 4 of which can be visited and allows you to observe various equipment such as carts and drills. Extraction of asbestos ceased many years ago, so Francia now has come back to the ancient quiet between high mountains and wide grasslands.